Every year, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, hosts an exhibition at its headquarters in the Netherlands to commemorate the people of Sardasht, Iran. Here in 1987, Saddam Hussein's warplanes unleashed a poisonous rain of chemical weapons, killing as many as 113 civilians and injuring thousands more. The victims gasped and vomited as they were rushed to hospitals. They dropped dead on the streets. They cried as their eyes burned and skin bubbled. Iran has been a victim of horrendous chemical weapon attacks in the 1980s by the Saddam Hussein regime, so they're hosting this event here in The Hague to commemorate the victims of those attacks and also to campaign for a world free of chemical weapons. Delegates from several international embassies to The Hague attended the commemoration event, which emphasized that many victims of the Sardasht attack are still suffering the after effects.
It's very important to introduce that Iran is a victim of chemical weapons to the international community. And unfortunately, you know that because some countries, they themselves have equipped Saddam with chemical weapons, they have not been interested and willing to convey the message and voices of the chemical weapons victims in Iran to the international community.
This organization, in fact, since its establishment 16 years ago, has achieved a lot in eliminating chemical weapons which existed, which were produced, which were stored, but also has done a great deal to prevent their reemergence.
Later, the OPCW Director General and Iran's representative to the organization laid a wreath at a monument to chemical weapons victims, and they pledged to redouble their efforts to achieve a chemical weapons-free world.
One thing that is very important is that, unfortunately, Iran is accused of pursuing to have or to produce nuclear bomb. This is in contradiction with our religious beliefs, with our strategical calculations and defense doctrines. We have been victims of one of the categories of weapons of mass destruction. So how can we accept to produce the weapons of mass destruction to be used against innocent people in other countries?
More than two decades after the horrendous attack on Sardasht, the event is still little known in the outside world. But delegates here hope that this annual commemoration will provide solace and practical help to the victims. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, The Hague.